With cybercrime estimated to cost Australian businesses and consumers over $4 billion a year, security experts told eager listeners at a conference in Canberra today that planning for the future is essential. Nigel Fair is the director of the Centre for Internet Safety in Canberra. He spoke to Wire journalist Sean Jelinek about Australia's internet security future and just what is at stake.
So, Nigel, what do cyber criminals have in store for Australians?
So cyber crime is going to impact, broadly speaking, on three different areas, one being government, two being business of all level, and three, consumers. The perpetrators of cyber crime against these three areas will attack all three, often in different ways.
And how much does cybercrime cost Australia as a whole, and how much could it potentially cost?
Well, I think the problem with any dollar figures is they're inherently unreliable. We really don't know the size and scope of cybercrime in Australia. So, for example, consumers are targeted generally by scams by international criminals, and that is investment scams, romance scams, phishing scams, all those types of things. So the whole idea of cybercrime is monetizing your activity. Many of these scams happen on Australian-based websites and other portals with email and all sorts of things. Well, these crimes are getting committed by some onshore criminals, but often by overseas organised criminal networks. A lot of those, as we saw with the credit card bust from last week, was out of the Eastern European bloc nation.
So what can organisations and individuals do to protect themselves online?
So there's a whole range of touch points out there. So for organisations, they need to be aware of what their trophy information, the information they hold that is critical for business survivability. If they're holding any data that identifies citizens through transactions, they need to really consider where they need to retain that data, and if they do, have it heavily encrypted. For consumers, they should be looking out for what looks to be legitimate bona fide sites. They should be looking for places that have a secure HTTPS site to transactions. But what consumers don't know is post-transaction whether that site has retained their data or not. And this is a big problem for consumers, is they don't know what happens afterwards.
With companies such as Google, they collect a plethora of data from their users and people that interact with their products. I mean, where do you draw the line between what is too much data gathering and the dangers of that, collecting so much information on individuals?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of individuals don't realise how much information is collected about them online. Organisations like Google, which are under investigation by both the US Federal Trade Commission and the European Commission for anti-competitive practices, value internally is trading on personally identifying information. Essentially, Google is an advertising company, not a search company, and they use their dominant market share in Australia, around 95% of search, to grab verticals, such things as maps and now insurance and other price comparison sites, to continually build on the information holdings they have on people. And it's quite explicit within their privacy policy the sorts of information that they collect on people.
What would you say are some of the worst cases that you've heard of or experienced in regards to cybercrime?
I think one of the worst cases is, as I mentioned before, that from last week, the massive investigation by the Australian Federal Police into credit card theft out of Romania. That's something that really impacts on the average internet user. And the problem being, if your details are stolen like this, is that you're really not going to know what's happened until it's too late. So it's really important for people to keep an eye on their credit card statement in those sorts of circumstances.
Nigel Fair, Director of the Centre for Internet Safety in Canberra, speaking with Sean Jelinek.